It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
K-Rock 955. We are right in the middle of a big Thursday show, and that means Thursday is Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarines'
favourite Thursday base game. It's not really Thursday based, though, is it?
It is. It's based on a Thursday.
Well, it's not, though, because then songs would be Thursday based. No, and it would be a very short segment.
That wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I think people understand that when I say Thursday based, it's like it's on a Thursday.
Do they? I think we just accept that that's what you're trying to say.
Okay.
I think we all realise it doesn't make sense, but we love you, so we're happy to just go with it.
Oh, coming from you. Coming from you.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Married at First Sight.
Lots of chat about it.
Oh, my God. It's, there's layers. There's layers and there's not a lot of love at the moment
on
the show.
Well, the experts as well are really poking the bear this year, are they not?
100%.
They're like, okay, let's just make, what's the emotional problems? Okay, let's focus on that and just really poke it.
Drill down on them. And a man who knows that better than most is Sam. He joins us now. Good morning, mate.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good, thanks. How you doing? Because last night was a pretty brutal episode. Cam just popping in to see your wife and then the two of them just going to town on you. Was that hard for you to watch?
It was pretty hard for me to watch, mate. He definitely just didn't have a discussion. He definitely teed off and went to town. I mean, it definitely was hard to watch, yeah, especially without me being able to protect myself in the room.
Okay, so yourself and Sam kind of know each other from being in the same sort of trade, right? So were you mates or just acquaintances or...?
We'd literally hung out 3 or 4 times at the absolute max. So for how well he knows me, it's got me bamboozled as well. So, yeah.
He, earlier in the season, like it's only been going for a couple of weeks, but earlier in the season, I swear I remember him saying, yeah, I know Sam, he's like decent guy, pretty decent guy. Like there was something you were having a disagreement with someone or something, and he was like, yeah, no, I know Sam, he's fine. And now, and so the way I interpreted last night was watching that is like he's got an inkling that Coco might be into him, and so he's got to his way of kind of getting brownie points with her because she's not super happy with you is by getting stuck into you and then having that common enemy kind of thing. Is that how you read it?
It is definitely how I read it, mate. And I think it's a pretty low act for another man to do that to another man, especially when he's not around. And yeah, it was pretty low, and especially how hard he went. So he's definitely allowed to voice his opinion, but to go that hot and heavy, I was pretty disappointed, to be honest. So
All right. Well, it's been a bit rough for yourself and your wife, Coco, the other night with the whole rating system of hot and not, which is just brutal, by the way. Mm. Like, it's just, anyway, it's great viewing, but just horrible for you guys. But, you know, she came at you because, and oh, look, I have to back her there because you kind of knocked her for so many different things and she hasn't said one sort of bad thing about you. And then she was like, you know what? I can't take it anymore. I'm going. After that reflection, did you watch it back or did you reflect on that situation and kind of be like, all right, I can see where she's coming from now?
Oh, like for her to crack it I'm going to reword this. When I sort of cracked it for being put in the bottom three, I'd never put her down other than challenges that have been put in front of me. I never just... She's really blown it up that I just put her down on a daily basis. That is not the case at all. And she also keeps saying that I broke up with my ex-girlfriend because she has small breasts. That's a complete lie as well. So,
but that's kind of what you said on air, on the tape, though. So did they edit it? Are you saying they edit it in a different way?
I never said that I broke up with my girlfriend because she had small breasts. I said that I had, it was more of a sexual thing rather than just breaking up with her. We had many other reasons, and she's actually a really good friend of mine still. So, we broke up for other reasons. It was just one of a million, but that was just something that I'd shared in privacy with Coco that she brought out and put a bit of a spin on it herself, which is quite disappointing. So, yeah, there's a lot that goes on, and unfortunately, some people tell little fibbies. So,
well, she didn't bring it up. They showed it on the show of you actually saying it.
I didn't say that I broke up with her solely because of it. size of her boob. So
but
yeah,
it was one of the reasons. Okay,
they keep throwing landmines or like, you know, grenades at you with, you know, having to rate people and give them lists of things that you'd like, and
they do,
like,
mate. And that's the thing. It's quite, you know, you do these challenges. Honestly, some of us have done them too, honestly, and I wish I could, you know, if looking back, I wish I could have a couple of moments back myself. So.
We've had similar chats.
Yeah, it is tough,
mate.
And that's all. It's all done within the first couple of weeks, and it sends a lot of people spinning. And a lot of us wish we could have our moments back, but we don't. And
I was just going to say we've had similar chats with Bryce and Cam, where they've both gone, yeah, you know, in hindsight, watching it back, I probably could have said that better, and that kind of thing. I
think definitely.
I think the roller coaster is going to obviously continue. Now, Russell, it's been leaked that he was in a bar and told a girl that he met that there's lots of cheating this year. So I imagine this isn't the last we've heard of Cam and Coco, my friend.
No, it isn't, mate. Keep watching. It does. I'm pretty sure it should get interesting. So, So, especially with what's going on. I mean, both of them hate cheaters and whatnot. So, it'd be interesting to see what happens.
It will indeed. All right, man, we're going to let you go. Thanks so much for your time. Hopefully we'll get you on again sometime in the next couple of weeks, okay?
No worries, mate. Thanks for having me.
All right. Married at First Sight, Channel 9.
Missed the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Log
on K-Rock.
Tom and Loggy and Bex here, so let's do this.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Made quite the entrance this morning.
Booted the door in. Welcome to Thursday. Bang.
Serious boots on today.
Yes. Okay. Serious boots for a serious round of lyrical headlines. Have you got like a, is there a theme or a difficulty rating? What do you reckon? How hard is it?
I think that you guys will get these songs.
Good.
I'm glad we have the same conversation every Thursday.
Mate.
Between us three.
Not just every Thursday. You heard the show.
I'm sorry.
By now you'll be familiar. This is how it works. If you are listening to Lyrical Headlines for the first time, Beck's going to read the lyrics to songs as if they are bulletins, like she does in her day job. Loggy and I will need to work out not only the artist, but the song title as well. If you get it half wrong or completely wrong, the other person gets a free run at it with more lyrics. Best of three arrangement. Our names are our buzzers. Tom!
Loggy!
We're ready to play Lyrical Headlines for this week. Are you sure you don't have like a theme or anything you want
to? I don't think there is. I think it's just...
The theme is music.
Music, okay.
Ooh, and lyrics.
Fine. Question number one. Here we go.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. This is where I grew up. I think the present owner fixed it up. I never knew we'd ever wet without.
Yes.
The second floor is hard for sneaking out. This is where I went to school.
Tom. It's Nickelback, Photograph.
Yes.
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
Should you be proud?
No, I almost didn't answer it, even though I knew it.
No, Nickelback are great.
Are they? No, that's all right. I've heard this a couple of times on K-Rock. Love it.
Yeah.
Find myself singing along in the car and then trying not to make eye contact with anyone. Okay.
People in the other cars don't know what you're listening to, but you're just still ashamed at the same time.
They know it's Tom from K-Rock.
I'm worried they can read my lips. Yeah? Here we go. Question number two.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I see you in the darkness. I see you in the light. I see your eyes shining in through the night. Make me feel like I belong. Mm. Don't relieve me. You won't leave me here all alone. Cast your eyes like summer skies, bluer than the ocean, clearer than the skies, yeah. Sunshine on a rainy day makes
Loggy.
My soul...
it's Christine Arnoux, Sunshine on a Rainy Day?
Yes.
Yes, baby.
Hang on. What's her name?
Christine Arnoux.
Yeah, really?
What is it?
Because you definitely went Christine Arnoux. As opposed to Christine Arnold.
Arnoux.
I'll pay it.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Arnoux the answer as well, but I just let you get a point. All right, question number three.
So kind there, Tom.
This is the tiebreaker.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. How about a round of applause? Yeah, standing ovation.
Oh.
Yeah. You look so dumb right now, standing outside my house trying to apologise. You're so ugly when you cry.
Okay.
Yeah, I know who it is.
Yeah, I know who it is. It's Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Yes. It's Rihanna, and it's Standing Ovation. Damn.
I don't even have my bump on ready. I'll have some more lyrics, thanks.
Okay. You're so ugly when you cry, please just cut it out. Tell me you're sorry, because you're not. Baby, when I know you're only sorry you got caught,
yeah,
but
you
put on quite a show. Really had me going, but now it's time to go. Curtains finally closing, that was quite a show. Very entertaining, but it's over now. Go on, take a bow. Grab your clothes and get gone. Get gone.
Tom, is it Rihanna?
Yeah.
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 Is it Take a Bow?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. You asked that.
Jeez, I phoned that in.
This is a tune.
Do you know what I thought it was at first? Was to the left, Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Another quality song. Well, that's a win for you, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Well done.
Thanks,
well
guys.
Done. That was a good round, Ben.
That was a fun one.
Thank you. I like the theme. Music.
Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
So I brought this story to you yesterday that a top Nike executive has stepped down from her job after two decades with the company, right? And it's because her son made a huge profit buying sneakers and then reselling them for higher value for his own business and making bulk cash for it.
Essentially using staff discount and also the fact that she was an exec, so she had probably had priority access.
To these sneakers, which are collector's items. Mm-mm. A lot of people love their Nikes. And that got us thinking, what about parent perks? Have your parents had a job and you benefited from it?
Yeah.
This happened with my boyfriend, Jimmy James. His parents owned news agencies when he was growing up. Mm. So he had access to all the basketball cards.
And magazines.
Well, yeah, and magazines.
100% that happened. I got to meet New Kids on the Block and you got free cabbage.
Anytime I wanted.
Mm.
Lettuce right over the fence.
Lettuce.
Boom.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you
They're
win.
The perks, mate.
You win.
I know.
Stace and Lara, tell us, what was your parent perk?
My mum, she's always worked as a sales representative for multiple companies over the years.
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, she actually worked for Mattel and she would go around to all the stores and make sure they're up with all the new toys and everything. And if any of them wouldn't work for the testers and things like that, they would just give them to her and say, tell her to just throw them away.
Yeah.
But most of the time, all they needed was just new batteries. It was just something small that my dad could fix. So I always had like the newest toys.
That is a dream come true.
You would have been so popular at school.
Yeah. And a few years ago, around the time I turned 20, she actually worked for a winery.
Oh, my God.
I was always supplied with like all this wine. Okay. And she's worked with so many good companies.
All
when Five Gum came out, I was the first one to have the Five Gum with the black packet.
I'm going to stop you there. I'm going to stop you there, Stacey. You hold on the line because we need to get in touch with your mum.
Yeah.
We need to get to know your mum and be friends with her, please.
Exactly. That's the ultimate parent perks, but maybe Maddie from Ocean Grove can one up that. Maddie, what was your parents' perk?
My parents own a jewellery business.
Oh, very nice.
Okay.
Yeah, and mum's a jeweller, so if ever I broke anything, she'd always fix it for free and I'd get all the shiny stuff for birthdays and Christmases.
Yeah.
Nice. So what about, you know, does that extend to the other parts of the jewellery shop, the watches and that weird cabinet that's got a few sparkly things in there but they're not quite jewellery but you don't really know what they are?
Yeah, like usually if I wanted like something in particular throughout the year, I was especially good, I would get it. But
yeah.
Awesome.
strict no balaclava policy at your house too, I would have thought. Walk through the door. Oh my God. Oh,
it's just
Maddie. You, Maddie. Stop doing that.
Well, there's some pretty good perks.
They are some pretty good perks. Jake in Clifton Springs. Oh, you're at Port Arlington now, aren't you, Jake the Snake?
Sure I am.
Yeah. What was your parental perk, mate?
My stepdad used to work at an abattoir, and I used to get free meat every time I wanted it.
Ripper.
Oh God!
So you literally won a meat tray every week.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's so good. What was your favourite? What was your go-to?
Roast lamb and roast beef.
Came out roasted too, man. That's a weird abattoir.
No, brilliant, because I mean, you know how expensive that stuff is, particularly lamb.
Yeah.
You know, you'd just be stockpiling. You should have been flipping lamb. That's what you should have been doing.
Yes, flipping it, selling down the street. Don't do that.
Sam Kekovich.
We wouldn't
style.
Tell you to do that. Tanya in Lovely Banks, wrap this one up for us. Parental perks. What was yours?
Before I was born, it's from my brother. My parents used to live in New South Wales. So my dad worked at the Cyclops factory where they used to make bikes.
Yeah, yeah.
So my brother would always have brand new bikes.
Yeah.
And my mum used to work in the Arnott's factory and always have like Arnott's biscuits and stuff like that. Absolutely. Oh. All the time.
Oh, bikes and biscuits. Let's go to their house.
Biscuits. What more do you want as a kid?
Exactly.
Absolutely nothing.